Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. On Sunday at noon, you can tune in and listen to Behind the Mitten here on WPHM. All things Michigan. Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez are your hosts, and they're on the line with us right now. Amy Gonzo, good morning.
Good morning, Michigan.
Good morning.
What have you guys been up to?
I've been enjoying the last days of summer. It's been such a nice warm-up with the weather, and we have at least another week of it. So I'm still catching some rays and enjoying the lake and, starting to look forward to fall, but not quite yet.
No, we can still enjoy these last days of summer, no doubt about it. Gonzo, how about you?
Yeah, definitely enjoying these summer days. It's kind of you wake up in the morning, and you're kind of like, oh, I think I need a little light jacket, and then by noon it's like so hot.
Yeah.
By the evening time, you're back into your shorts and the t-shirt.
Absolutely. So, that's that in between season.
It's been fun.
Yeah. What do you guys got coming up?
Well, this weekend we are talking a little bit about fall. We have our friend Matt Kirkwood, who is a meteorologist at Wood TV8 in Grand Rapids, kind of giving us a fall forecast for colors. And it looks like it's going to be, of course, another spectacular year for, but it also might be a little bit of a late. We discussed kind of the reasons for that, as well as why weather is kind of a challenge.
Starting to lose you a little bit there, Amy, but you can really plan a nice, long weekend or a color tour in Michigan, can't you?
Well, you sure can. In fact, like I said, we really hope you tune in because Matt Kirkwood, who's a veteran meteorologist, kind of gives you the lowdown throughout the state of Michigan. So if you're wondering about those fall colors, whether they're in the Port Huron area or the Great Lakes, the Great Lakes Bay region or West Michigan or Northern Michigan or the Upper Peninsula, he does a great job of forecasting what it's going to look like and when you can start making those travel plans, because we're all doing it, right? We're all getting ready to go up north and check out the leaves and where are the hot spots and, when is it prime? When is it past prime? We're all talking about it. We're already making those plans. And if you tune into the show, you're going to get all this information and more.
I'll ask each of you this. Amy, do you have a favorite color tour area in Michigan, a favorite place that you like to go leaf peeping?
I feel really, really lucky that I live in Grand Rapids, but I live across the street from my alma mater, which is Aquinas College. And Aquinas is a beautiful campus, but one of the things that we're known for is that we have on campus every single tree that grows in Michigan on campus. So the variety of trees at Aquinas is just amazing. And if you have a chance to walk through campus sometime, we get overrun by leaf peepers and students who come to pick up examples of leaves from the campus, and it's a really cool place to check out the colors.
That is pretty amazing. John, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree. A college campus, and Aquinas is beautiful. I've been there in the fall as well, and it's gorgeous. But any college campus, come to think of it, Michigan State is a beautiful campus during the fall time. Central Michigan, my alma mater is a beautiful place during the fall. But I like to head up north. I'll head up to Traverse City or, Frankfort, my favorite areas, Gaylord, always a great color season up there. And then, if you get lucky and you get a chance to go to the Upper Peninsula, that stretch along M2, dive into the middle of the Upper Peninsula and you'll find some gorgeous areas as you're heading up to Pictured Rocks. It's just stunning views up there.
One of my favorite tree drives is the Tunnel of Trees in the Harbor Springs area. I guess they've had some road issues there of late, but I've always said every time that I'm up there in the summertime, I was like, we got to come back here in the fall and see this in the fall.
Absolutely. That I feel like the Tunnel of Trees is a Michigan bucket list item. Everyone has to drive through it. It is just spectacular and stunning.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I always get a little nostalgic this time of year thinking about high school football games in the fall, and certainly college campuses are gorgeous this time of year. I was in the fall, so just start thinking about being back up at also my alma mater, Gonzo, Central Michigan. So fire up chips.
Fire up.
Fire up, you two.
Well, we'll look forward to listening this Sunday. Should get some great tips on when to look for those fall colors. What else you got going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend on the show, we also talk with our good friend Dave, who does marketing for Brew Detroit. And they have a partnership with the Detroit City Football Club, which is the professional soccer team down in Detroit. They've been doing some really cool things with the team. They play in Hamtramck. And for the next couple weeks, if you go at the halftime show, you have the opportunity to literally roll out the barrel. And it's kind of this fun halftime thing you can do. And so we talked to him about that a little bit.
All right. We'll be listening here at WPHM at noon on Sunday. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM, Ian Port here, and John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman every Sunday at noon here on WPHM. And if for some reason we have a game, a sporting event on at 12 o'clock and you can't listen to our regularly scheduled programming, it's always available on our internet stream at WPHM.net or on your WPHM mobile app. Behind the Mitten, noon, Sunday on WPHM.